Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Revi'i of Tazria is really, in many ways, a hamshech of Shlishi, in the sense that the discussion here regarding the Michvas Ish has all of the same simanim, as Rashi and the Chizkuni both note, as the Shchin and the Nega B'socha Shchin. Now, we pointed out yesterday, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban regarding the Simanei Tuma, where the Ramban says it all comes down to Pisyon, and Rashi indicates that after Hezger, the status quo, if it just stays the same, then that will lead to, Tzaras, Betoras, Mukhlat, even though there was no Pisyon, everything stayed the same. So we noted, it's interesting that you could be Machria in the direction of the Ramban, at least as far as the Shchin is concerned, in that direction, because it's very, very clear from the Simanitum of the Shchin that in Tachta Tambora Baharas Lofa Sosa Tzareves Hashchin Hi V'Tiaro HaKohen, and you have exactly Mamish Mila B'Mila the same thing when it comes to the Mechvas Eish. So Rashi and the Chizkuni both note this, and they quote from the Gemara Chulin and the Avchaz. So why did the Parsha, why did the Torah even separate Shchin and Mechva? It's the same exact halacha, and it's to teach you a chiddush that they're not mitzarif l'shir. So Rashi writes, despite the fact that they have all the same simanim, so if one comes up through a shchin, it's a boil, and the other one is externally driven from a burn, lo yidono kigris, so that they're not mitzarif l'shir nega tzaras. Very fascinating idea. Again, highlighting the fact that they should be treated similarly. But if you're going to go in this direction, these two are a unit, so you're developing a chiluk already between a nega b'socha shchin and a nega b'socha mechva, and the previous Rashi, as noted, unlike Rashi in the Gemara, which is part of the Ramban's argument, where Rashi says that, from Hezger, unless there's a reduction or a change in the pigmentation, that we're going to consider it to be tame. So this actually the Chizkuni relates to. And the Chizkuni makes the argument that we alluded to yesterday, saw it today, that you could argue that it's a special din, or shchin in mechvaseish, and I guess we can say baruch shekivanti, because actually that's exactly what the Chizkuni says, is that you can't compare a regular nega to the case of shchin in mechva. And here's what he says, v'im tachta tamoda baheres, So the Chizkuni says it beferosh, that there is reason to be mechalik, because the shchin and the mechva, were the basis, through which the tzaras appeared. So since there's a different etiology, so we have to be concerned that it requires like an extra burden of proof. So if there's no pisyon from the time of Hezger, and there's no, again, siman muvhak of a seyar lavan that always ends the inquiry, but if there's no seyar lavan and there's no pisyon, so then I guess it's not a negative gamor, is what the Chizkuni is saying. And that would be true, bein b'shchin, bein b'mechva, and that's a critical distinction between a regular tzaras, se'es, apachas, baheres, and Taras Bisoch Shchin or Bisoch HaMechva.